I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, believers bring help and hope to quake survivors in Myanmar. Later, a couple's legacy opens doors for needy students in Kenya. We'll unpack the story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Myanmar, where more than a month after the 7.7 magnitude quake, civil war rules keep changing. Or do they? On Tuesday, the military junta declared a ceasefire till the end of May. However, during the previous April ceasefire, war monitors reported dozens, if not hundreds, of breaches by the junta. This next ceasefire won't be different. Brian Dennett with AMG International says quake survivors are still living in makeshift shelters.
Rainy season starts normally in May, and that's coming, and that's just going to be very complicated for them.
The UN World Health Organization says nearly 6.3 million people need help. The network of churches AMG works with have come alongside hundreds of families with generators, food relief, and other aid.
So we are not just providing humanitarian aid. We are also providing hope and sharing Jesus as we go about this. And we have the most committed team of gospel-centered workers right there in the field.
As Myanmar navigates internal pressures and desperate needs, would you prayerfully consider giving?
If anyone would like to help, you can simply go to amghelp.org and you'll find Myanmar earthquake relief right at the top of the list.
Learn the difference that your gift can make in the full story at our website. Meanwhile, clashes between the army and M23 rebels continue in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, despite both sides calling for a ceasefire. Rebels have stepped up their offensive since December, capturing key towns and uprooting 7.8 million people. Helen Williams, a World Missionary Press, says two partners live near Goma, one of the cities captured by rebel forces.
People are starving. There are massacres, kidnappings. And so people are afraid. People are disguised as civilians, but they're really the danger. Prisoners who've left burned out prisons are now loose in the neighborhood.
Some believers have lost family members in the fighting. Others are struggling to share the hope of Christ.
Their ministry is going home to home and visiting people. That has become much more dangerous because people don't trust anybody and they're just kind of paralyzed.
But the work of the gospel continues.
This partner received a 40-foot container, which has 2.1 million booklets in it. They were primarily in French, but then also in Lingala and Swahili.
So pray for spiritual and physical strength for local believers as they continue the work amid the crisis.
He said, we tried to share the gospel in the school, but we were emotionally affected when some of the kids shared with us that their parents had died.
And when Kenya Hope lost its executive directors, Dave and Joy Mueller, in a car accident over a year ago, the heartbreak was heavy. The ministry continues, though, to carry their legacy on through its new Christian school, Mueller Memorial Academy in southern Kenya. Steve Holman of Kenya Hope says,
a year ago at this time, there was a decision made to go forward and open the school. And going back 2 years, I wouldn't have thought this was possible, but God really laid this on the heart of Dave and Joy Mueller, and that's why it's an honor to name it after them.
Mueller Memorial Academy opened in January with three classes. The school's dedication is May 7th, and the Mueller's oldest son and his wife plan to attend. Kenya Hope's goal is for kids at the school to know Christ's love, get a classic Christian education, and be served by the programs in agriculture on the campus. A big need is student sponsorships.
I would say of all the students that go to class and are fed by us every day, not even 10% of them are sponsored.
For $40 a month, you can provide a student at Mueller Memorial Academy with school clothes, supplies, meals, and medical care. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Liz Kramer.